Proud resistor, live in studio. Speaking of resisting, like when you were not even a, you know, embryo, I'm just saying, our good friend Rob Reiner joins us now. Good morning, Rob Reiner.
Yes. Hey, Stephanie Miller, how are you?
I'm fine. When I see you all over the TV, I'm like, uh-oh, time to call Uncle Rob. What you got going? This new video is great that you did. Robert De Niro and 1,000 prosecutors make the case for Trump in a new video. I mean, this is really, you know, and I just said this to Jill Weinbank. She was telling me that, you know, you and she have been corresponding, Rob.
Yeah.
And I was saying, a lot of these prosecutors, obviously from Republican administrations, and I said this was the whole idea behind Rob's Investigate Russia, is that it was bipartisan,
yes,
that America was attacked.
Yes.
And it was like what Bob Mueller said in that press conference. This is something that should attract the attention of every American. That was clearly a shot across the bow at Mitch McConnell and Trump,
yes,
right?
Yeah, no, and here's what's so upsetting about this whole thing. You know, I'm sure you saw the Justin Amash town hall meeting,
yep,
and you get this woman standing up and saying, gee, I had no idea there was anything that Trump had done wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they have controlled the narrative,
yep,
for over 2 years now, and particularly since the report came out, when you've got Barr, you know, doing his Roy Cohn imitation and, you know, spinning everything. The public has no idea what's in that report.
Yep.
Yes, we were systematically attacked by the Russians. We, you know, Trump benefited from that. He covered it up. It's all in the report. There's collusion and obstruction all throughout the report, and the public just doesn't know about that. So, you know, we're trying to do our best to try to get people to understand what's in there. We have the single most corrupt and criminal president in our nation's history.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Rob, I mean, I was just talking to Jill about that. We've blown through yet another bright red line on Friday, right, where the Justice Department said we're not obeying a court order.
Yes.
On the unredacted Flynn testimony, right?
Yes, and that was the third article of impeachment against Richard Nixon, which was obstruction of Congress, contempt of Congress, and we're seeing that on a daily basis.
Rob, you know, Jill has obviously is one of the people, you know, and obviously I'm, you know, so she's so smart, and so obviously her whole experience with Watergate, you know, she's of the school that, you know, it doesn't matter if you call them impeachment hearings. At this point, I feel like it looks like we're scared if we don't actually call it an impeachment inquiry. Where are you on that?
Well, of course we have to call it that. I mean,
yep,
for no other reason than to make it more easy to obtain documents and get witnesses to come testify. Because once you have announced that you are an official judicial proceeding, it makes it a little bit easier to get the courts to expedite, honoring subpoenas. So that's what has to happen. We're in this kind of weird chicken and egg catch 22 situation where the public is not going to get on board with the idea of impeachment until they have the information. And they can't get the information unless you get the witnesses to come in front of camera and swear under oath on television.
Yeah.
You know, so we're stuck. So we've got to somehow break the logjam and get the, you know, Mueller and McGahn,
yeah,
and Hope Hicks and Lewandowski, all of them in front of camera. Once that happens, you see the tide will shift very quickly. That's exactly what happened during Watergate. They had the Senate hearings, and all the key players came in front of the camera, and they went from 19% wanting to impeach to, you know, 70-80%. And right now, we're even further along now. We're at, 41%, you know, the country ready to impeach. So once they have the information, it's, to me, it'll be a snowball rolling downhill.
Well, you know, Rob, a proud resistor here in studio with me, we've been having this conversation all morning that, you know, thank God for people like you. Like, we're the ones that we've been waiting for. You did investigate Russia out of your frustration. You do, you know, did this video because you're in the, you know, media business, and this is how, I mean, we need to put on our own TV show, as we keep saying all morning. I hate to put it that way, but
you're 100% right. You know, everybody said, well, it's all in the report. Well, yes, it is all in the report, but the different, nobody's going to read 448 pages. And when you saw Robert Mueller come on television for 8 minutes, that's all anybody could talk about for 2 days.
Yeah. And look at how insane it drove Trump. This is so ridiculous that he wants to be impeached. Please, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's terrified.
He doesn't want to be impeached.
Yeah.
It'll be the biggest stain on him. Look, you know, we're going to do two more videos. We've got a whole bunch, you know, everybody, you know, attacks celebrities, you know, the libtards and Hollywood and all that stuff.
Only if you're liberal, though.
Yeah, but, you know, but the thing is, it's the only way to draw attention. I'm doing whatever I can to draw attention to the fact that this report is incredibly damning.
Yeah. Well, and as you tweeted, you said the cover-up continues. Barr's DOJ doesn't want the U.S. to know what Flynn said to the Russian ambassador. America must know the depth of the criminality that is this president. Televised hearings must begin. And then you said Trump and Barr have been controlling the false narrative of exoneration. Once the public is made aware of the mountain of criminality clearly laid out in the Mueller report, the calls for impeachment will hit critical mass. You know, Jill always likes to cite the big, you know, the MAGA woman that was on the Manafort jury, who's like, I love Trump, I'm going to vote for him again, but this guy's guilty.
Yeah.
You know, like,
No, he is guilty. There's no question about it. We already know he's been, you know, an unindicted co-conspirator for a conspiracy to, you know, of a federal crime to mess with the election. That's already there. And if, you know, if this guy is voted out of office, which we have to have that happen, he's going to be indicted.
Yeah.
He'll be indicted.
Well, right. And by the way, Rob, this is part of our 2020 case, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't get this whole we can walk and chew gum.
Yes.
You can.
It's not.
This
even,
is,
you know,
we're making this case so our candidates can talk about their great health care plans and their great, you know, student debt plans and all of that, right?
Absolutely. And the point is, we're not going to, you know, the House has passed tons of great legislation. It's not going anywhere. You got the, you know, they say the Grim Reaper over there in the Senate with Mitch McConnell. It's not going anywhere. But the point is that you got to hold this guy accountable. If this guy isn't impeached, then who is?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's
nobody.
Precedent. Yes.
I mean, this is like, you know, if we don't impeach, if we don't start the process, then there's no reason to have that in the Constitution. There's no reason for it. And I would posit the idea that politically this is good, you know, just
from
a pure political basis, it's good for Democrats, you know, to point out that you got a criminal sitting in the White House.
Yep.
And we were saying they're going to depress our base if they don't. I mean, forget Trump's base. They're always going to be activated, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, you might be able to pick away around the edges and all that. But I think those people that they've already left the party, you know, the party. We saw what happened in 2018. A lot of those voters, you know, went and, you know, disappeared. They'll either won't come out and vote or they'll vote for Democrats. And I don't think there's much more to pick away at this point. You know, you've got that hard Kool-Aid base that's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And his base isn't enough for him to win.
Yeah.
People forget that. We give him too much power.
Let's talk about Bill Barr real quick, because that's the wild card that I think you and I could not have even imagined what a disgrace this man is and how he also needs to be impeached. But and it also makes it critical that Mueller testifies now, right? Because he is just, first of all, why is he doing interviews? Secondly, he's flat out lying about saying, oh, no, Mueller could have made a whatever. He would have come down on him like a ton of bricks if Mueller had violated the DOJ rule, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. If he had mentioned that there was criminality, that you know, he believed that Trump had broken federal law, there's no way that makes it into the Mueller report with Barr controlling everything. And they're still controlling the narrative. And you know, I'm tired of Mueller being the Boy Scout here, you know? I mean, he's by-the-book kind of guy, but if he goes on camera for a day of hearings, forget about it. He doesn't even have to. He doesn't even have to say anything except what's in the report.
Right.
And it'll be incredibly damaging to Trump.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, so this is why I, you know, Chairman Schiff, our friend, you know, he also said something about, you know, then SDNY should go ahead. If now Barr is saying, oh, no, you can indict, you know what I mean, or you can charge, why doesn't SDNY charge him then? I mean, I just feel like we can't continue to play by what some set of rules, right, that they don't play by.
The problem is that the OLC has a rule that says you can't indict a sitting president, and the SDNY, even though they call them the sovereign district of New York, they're still under the DOJ. Yeah. So they would not be able to indict Trump while he's in office. Now they can sit tight and hopefully the statute of limitations doesn't run out on a lot of these charges, and I'm sure it won't. And if he's out of office, they will indict him. But there's nothing they can do at this point. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't indict him for state charges, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen there. And plus, you've got at least 12 other investigations going on in cases that Mueller was able to, dish out to other districts. So we'll see what happens. But I just can't imagine that the American public is okay with having a criminal sitting in the White House.
Rob, you've been a political activist since way before Ryan was born, but even me, for God's sakes. what is your advice? You and I both know and respect Speaker Pelosi, right? We were here together with her, you know. She's smarter than I am, that's for sure, you know, which doesn't take much. But what I just don't. Some of the strategy, I don't get it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I talked with Speaker Pelosi about 3-4 days ago, and, you know, she's dealing with a caucus that hasn't come around yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they haven't come around is because they're looking at the numbers like everybody. I mean, they're just playing politics and doing the calculations. They see 41%. If they see, right now you got Democrats, you know, in favor of an impeachment inquiry at 70% or so.
I think it's over now. It's like 76% in the latest poll.
Yeah, so when we see those numbers creep up nationally, then I think, you know, she's going to go where her caucus wants her to go. And
right.
So she's smart, and she'll play this, but you can't wait too long. You
right.
Know? You can't wait too long, because if it slips past, you know, the fall, then I think you're getting into, the election and all that stuff, and then you look bad. I think you got to, in the next couple of months, you got to have Mueller, or you have to have some star witnesses.
Yep.
I mean, you remember during Iran-Contra, when Fawn Hall got on camera, it was like, you know, the ratings went through the roof.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, Donald Trump understands that.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the one thing he does understand, ratings. And
he's obsessed with it,
out.
TV.
He was freaked out by Bob Mueller getting on camera, and I can tell you that Trump didn't even know how bad the Mueller report was.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, around Contra, that all went away because of, I know, Bill Barr.
Yeah, there we go.
So, I mean, it really
circular
is.
Circular corruption.
Yeah, acid flashback. Yep. I mean, it's, so Rob, I mean, that's what I've said, that, you know, Pelosi has to be last. Like I have said on the air, because I personally love her and, you know, professionally, I said, I don't want to do Russia's work and be Pelosi bashing and Democrat bashing and, you know, dividing us. So, you know, but that being said, there is a lot of frustration. Right?
Frustration in the rank and file. We're very frustrated. The idea that you have a criminal in the White House who is thumbing his nose at the rule of law, and that we're not moving ahead with impeachment inquiry, it doesn't mean you impeach the president. And by the way, if you wind up with articles of impeachment, which I would assume they probably would, and even if it gets to the Senate, so what if he doesn't get removed?
Put them on record.
Well, it's the biggest rebuke you could have of a president.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, put them on record as being complicit with this criminality.
There's an old expression, and it's strong and wrong beats weak and right. And that's what we're seeing play out right now, right?
Absolutely.
That Trump is being strong, but he's wrong. And we're right, but we're not using the powers that we have.
Yeah, can you imagine if we wind up not going through the impeachment process and he wins?
Oh, God.
It'll be
election. Then we're going to feel like real idiots.
Yep.
But, you know, we didn't even try to stop this guy.
100%.
Yep. Yeah, well, Rob, so just keep calling. It would be your advice. Just keep calling, pressing your representatives. I guess that's...
Keep calling, pressing your representatives, and press to get people on camera. What we need is people on camera under oath.
Yep. Anybody knows, you do.
Public. As soon as we can get that done, I do believe things will shift.
Yep. Rob, thank you again for all you're doing. You're such a patriot. And, oh, I have to tell you, we are both featured prominently in Joel Stein's new book, In Defense of Elitism, and our resistance dinner parties. And there's one line that made me laugh. He said, I'm not sure Rob Reiner approved of what I said, and that was the whole reason I went, to have Rob Reiner approve of me. Which caps a lifetime of people using me to get to Rob Reiner.
Yeah, you know, whether it's the Ralph Nader, Jill Stein, we've always got somebody that's, you know, stealing votes and stuff. But listen, you know, it's a democracy, and right now it's hanging by a thread. We got to fight like crazy.
Yeah. And the one thing you can do is get Robert De Niro to come on our show or our happy hour. Okay.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That seemed like a no. Okay. All right, love you, Rob.
Love you, too, Stephanie. We'll
kiss
talk
Michelle.
To you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Shut me down, man.
He just laughed at you.
Yeah. That went nowhere.
You went for it, though. That's what's important.